الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So dear brothers and sisters, we continue with أحكام التجويد. And today we will study the ruling of المد, prolongation. And last time we talked about أحكام الميم. So we've got how many حكم for the ميم? Three. And what are they? إظهار, إخفاء, and إدغام. Okay. So let's start with الإظهار. Let's start with al-idgham. How many letters for al-idgham? Only one, which is meem. And with meem, if the meem sakinah followed by meem, what should we do? Yeah, we combine the two meem together. We convert it to meem mushaddada with ghunna, two harakat, and that's it. And we call that idgham. And what's the ikhfa? Yeah? Followed by ba. And how do we do the ikhfa? Yeah? We don't leave a gap on the other hand. So the two lips meet together. And we pronounce the meem without pressing the two lips too much, or without, on the other hand, without leaving a gap. Yeah. Like min ba'd. Min ba'd is the meem original or temporary? Comes as a result of what? Yeah. What is that? Yes. So the original hukum was the noon sakina followed immediately by ba. So the hukum of the noon sakina is al-iqlab, to convert the noon to meem. But because the meem now is followed immediately by ba, then the ruling of the meem is al-ikhfa. So indeed, min ba'd has two hukum. The first hukum is iqlab al-noon and then ikhfa al-meem. Two hukum. Okay, so if the meem followed by meem, we will make it idgham. If it followed by ba, we will make it ikhfa. Otherwise, izhar. And the izhar is pronouncing the meem as is. Does it have ghunna with izhar? Yes or not? Yeah, it's just the minimum. We said the meme cannot be pronounced without ghunna. The ghunna is part of the meme. So some of the ulama say the izhar of the meme doesn't have ghunna. Indeed, it does. Because the meme, part of it, the ghunna is part of it. We can't pronounce the meme without ghunna. But it's minimum anyway. It's not like the ikhfa, it's not like the idgham. Okay, so let's see. Today, as we mentioned, it's prolongation, which is al-mad. And this one will be like a couple of lectures, and it will be the end of this long course. Okay, so what's the mad? Al-mad, what does that mean? What's prolongation mean? The definition of the prolongation is the act of prolonging or stretching the sound of the three mad letter. Okay, so in this definition we have two components, stretching and three mad letters. So stretching, make it long. And for what? Is that for any letter? Of course not. only the three letters of mad that hukum apply or that ruling apply. Can anybody tell us what are the three letters of mad? Yes, Hamza. Is that a correct answer?
Alif preceded by fatha.
Yeah.
Waw preceded by dhamma.
Yeah.
And ya preceded by kasra.
That's exactly right. Otherwise, it's not a correct answer. So the alif, waw, and ya, not absolute long vowels, unless the haraka of the letter before them comes match them, and the fatha matches the alif, the dhamma matches the waw, and the kasra matches the ya. If it doesn't come, it won't be a long vowel, and that's why we differentiate between the long ya and the normal ya. Yawm, yawm, al ya in yawm, is it long vowel? It's not, because it hasn't preceded by kasra. Wa'd, wa'dullah, the waw in wa'd is not long vowel. But su' is long vowel. Why? Because the waw preceded by dhamma. Si'at, the ya is long vowel or not? It is. Why? Because it preceded by kasra. The seen, underneath the seen, there is kasra. So, si'at, the ya was preceded by the seen, and the seen, there is kasra underneath it. So, si'at, the ya in si'at is long vowel. Su, the waw in su is long vowel. Ja, the alif in ja is not long vowel. Or is it? It is. Because it has preceded by fatha. Yeah. It's obvious that it's long vowel. When I say ja'a wa'adullah, it's obvious that it's long vowel. Okay, so from the definition, we understood two things. The mad only applies for three vowels, which is alif, waw, ya. Is it all the alif, waw, ya? No. If the alif preceded by fatha, the waw preceded by dhamma, or the ya preceded by kasra. We studied that before. When we studied what? When we studied it? Makhraj al-jawf. We said in makhraj al-jawf, the articulation point of al-jawf, there are three vowels, which are the three long vowels. The alif, ba, waw, ya, which the haraka before them match them. Okay. Why we studied the mudud, the mad? Why we studied it? Because if we do not apply the mad, the alif will be just fatha, and the waw will be just dhamma, and the ya will be just will be pronounced like kasra, which is wrong. If you say qala, this is the normal thing. قال الملك توني به. قال. But if you say قل, if you do not extend the alif, it will be like fatha. قل. قل الملك. قل الملك. Which is wrong. قال الملك, not قل الملك. So when you extend it, it's obvious that it's now long vowel. If you do not extend it, the two harakat, that means you pronounce just fatha. So the long vowel or those mad letters have to be extended for two harakat. Otherwise, it will be just like fatha or dhamma or kasra. Okay, what's the ruling of the mad? The rule of the mad has the following condition. The mad letter must be silent, yani without any haraka on it. The waw has to be like clear of any letter, of any haraka, and the ya has to be cleared of any haraka. The fatha always comes without haraka, the alif. And a fatha must be presented on the ladder before the alif. The dhamma must be presented on the ladder before waw, and the kasra must be presented on the ladder before the ya. We will talk about an exemption when we talk about maddillin, but that is later on. Okay, so that was introduction to the mudud, to the mad. Al-mad applies to three letters, and the three letters, the haraka of them has to be matching them. If that applies, we stretch the letter. Now let's talk about how many counts we stretch all types of the mad, because we have nine different type of mad. Nine different types of mad. First of all, let's talk about al-mad al-tabi'i, which is the normal mad, the natural mad. Al-mad al-tabi'i is the normal pronunciation, and it doesn't come as a result of hamza or sukun. So, first of all, it's the letter of mad comes in the word. Of course, the letter of mad, when we talk about the letter of mad, that means the haraka before it match it. Otherwise, we do not call it letter of mad. So when we call letter of mad, that means alif, waw, ya, preceded by hamza, dhamma, kasra. Okay. So the letter of mad, when it comes in a word and it's not followed by hamza or sukun, then we call it mad tabi'i, the normal mad, which lasts for two harakat. Like قال الملك, قال الملك اتوني به. قال الملك, where is the al-mad here? What is that? قال. Al-alif in قال. Al-alif in قال. Al-alif doesn't have any haraka on it, preceded by fatha, then it's mad. Is it mad tabi'i?
Yes.
Why? It has not followed by hamza or sukun, because qala, the alif followed by what? By lam. A lam has fatha on it, so it's not sukun, it's not hamza. If we say jaa al malik wa jaa rabbuka wal malaku saffan saffa, jaa, al alif silent, doesn't have any haraka, before it has fatha. Is it mad tabi'i? Yes, that's exactly the right answer. Ja'a is not mad tabi'i, because it has followed by hamza. So there is different ruling apply. So first of all, what should we do? We should look at the letter of mad, the alif, waw, ya. If the haraka before it match it, then it's letter of mad. Then we should extend it for two harakat. But before we decide, we have to look at the letter after it. If it's hamza or sukun, then we say it's out of the scope. We haven't studied it yet so far. It's not mad tabi'i.
So if it's hamza or sukun, it is or not?
What is that?
If hamza, sukun and hamza after it, is it mad tabi'i?
It's not mad tabi'i, it's mad far'i, which can count for two harakat or for more. It depends on the situation. We will talk about these details in the rest of the class and on the coming classes. Okay? So, but what I want you to understand is the letter of mad, the minimum stretch is two harakat. So, if it doesn't have sukun or hamza after it, it will last for two harakat. If it has, then it may be two harakat or more, but not less than harakat. So letter of mad, the minimum stretching is two harakat. But sometimes the letter after it affected more, so it has to be extended even more. So someone say the mad tabi'i, he think if the mad tabi'i is two harakat, then all the other mad must be less. No, it's not. All the other must be equal or more. So the mad al-tabi'i is the normal mad. Why we call it mad tabi'i or normal mad? Because the ladder can't be identified without this mad. This is part of the ladder. It's part of the ladder. And the mad comes by default. When you say, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أْتُونِي بِهِ, you don't say, وَقَلَّ الْمَلِكُ, قَلَّ الْمَلِكُ. You say, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ. يعني it's normal. It's normal. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أْتُونِي بِهِ. It's normal when you extended the two harakat. If you extend it less, you did not give the right, the letter, it's right. So the mad al-tabi'i is the normal prolongation, and it doesn't come as a result of hamza or sukoon. It lasts for two counts. An example of the mad al-tabi'i, the word nuhiha. Nuhiha has the three types of mad. Al-waw was preceded by dhamma, so it's long vowel. Al-ya preceded by kasra, and al-alif preceded by fatha. So we say nuhiha, nuhiha. We don't say nuhiha, 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 and we don't say nuhiha. No, this is too long. This is too long. You say nuhiha. You don't shorten it, you don't extend it too much. You just make it last for two harakat. Okay. We have studied that this letter in the articulation point of the jawf. We mentioned that before. Okay. Now the mad follows the mad al-tabi'i. We still in the mad al-tabi'i, but some circumstances make this mad slightly different from al-mad al-tabi'i. Those mudud is like mad al-iwad, mad al-badal, and mad al-sila al-sughra. So let's start with, for mad as-sila al-sughra, we will do it with mad as-sila al-kubra. And because mad as-sila al-kubra is combined with different mad, so we will do it later, not in this class. We will talk about mad al-iwad and mad al-badal in this class only. Okay, what's mad al-iwad? Mad al-iwad is only comes with a word ends with Tanween al-Fath. Everybody knows Tanween al-Fath? Tanween al-Fath is not like one Fatha, it's two Fatha. Yeah. The noun, the single noun, usually the al-ism al-mufrad, the single noun, which doesn't have al-ta'rif, al, doesn't have al, usually we put two Fatha, or two dhamma, or two kasra. We say, هَذِهِ كُرَةٌ, رَأَيْتُ كُرَةً, etc. So we say, we put tanween, fath, not fatha wahida, not only one fatha. We put two fatha. This, or رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا, I saw a man, رَجُلًا, I saw a man. When we write رَجُلًا, can we switch the camera, please?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, rajulan, the rajul should be like this. But when we say ra'aytu rajulan, we write it like this. Is that right? So what did we do? We add alif at the end. Why? That is the case with tanween al-fath. We always add alif at the end. Unless the last letter is ta marbuta, like kura. When we put tanween fatih on kura, we don't add alif. Okay? We usually put the tanween al fatih on the ta al marbuta straight away. So this is the want, this is what we want to understand. Is tanween al fatih, we usually add alif on it, and if we stop on it, if we read and stop on it, we delete the tanween al fatih and we compensate on it by alif, and the alif will be a type of mad tabi'i. Why? Because what we usually do when we stop on it, we delete one of the fatha, one of the two fatha, and we compensate alif on it. So it becomes rajula. And if you see the rajula, the alif doesn't have haraka, it preceded by fatha, that means it's mad tabi'i and has to last for two harakat. So rajula is a type of mad tabi'i. It's a type of mad tabi'i. Why we call it mad al-iwad? What's al-iwad? Al-iwad, it means compensation. Why we call it compensation prolongation? Because we compensate the tanween with al-alif, and we call it mad al-iwad. So let's switch the camera again. Okay, so the definition of mad al-iwad is a compensated prolongation occurs only at the end of a word that has tanween al-fath. So mad al-iwad is only belongs to a noun which has tanween al-fath at end. If we stop on it, we remove one fatha and we compensate that by alif. And the alif will last for two harakat, and it's a type of the mad al-tabi'i.
So what happens with the other example we had, like with the tabun, marbuta?
Kuratun, we will come to it in a minute. Okay, so the definition, it's a compensated prolongation, occurs only at the end of a word that has tanween al-fath. That means it doesn't come with tanween dham or tanween al-kasr. Tanween al-dham and al-kasr will remain as two dhamma, as two kasra. If you stop, if you stop, it will be sukun. If you continue, it will be tanween. You do not compensate with alif. Okay, what are the conditions of mad al-iwad? First, the noun ends with tanween al-fath. This is the first condition. So, let's say rajulan, we see rajulan has tanween fath. The tanween fath is not on ta marbuta. This is the second condition. Otherwise, different ruling apply. And the third condition, you stop on it. That means if you continue, you will pronounce the tanween as normal, nomad. Okay? We will get like aliman khabira. If you say aliman khabira, you pronounce the tanween as normal. But if you stop on it, it will come alima. If you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَلَنْ تَجْدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ can't find an example of أَحَدًا, but أَحَدًا, if you continue, you will say أَحَدًا. If you stop, you will say أَحَدًا. So you compensate the tanween with alif. And مَاءً will become as مَاءَ. And du'a'an will be du'a'a. So always the tanween has been compensated by alif. So the first condition is a noun ends with two fatha, with tanween fath. The tanween, the noun is not end with ta marbuta, and you stopped on it. If you continue, then there is no mad. So of the three conditions apply, like a noun comes with tanween, fath, and doesn't end with ta marbuta, and you stopped on it, then you compensate, you replace the tanween with the latter alif. And you must stretch the alif for two harakat. Now let's go to the question of zikrun. He said, how about if the tanween comes on ta' marbuta? If you have the tanween on ta' marbuta and you continue, it's as normal. If you stop, the ta' marbuta will be pronounced as ha. So if you say kuratun, kuratan, if you continue. If you say, if you stop on kura, you will say kura. It's ha. It's no longer ta' marbuta. I'm sorry? Ta'it ta'neeth. Ta'it ta'neeth or ta' marbuta?
Oh, same thing, is it?
Yeah, it's same thing. Indeed, in the final version, I have like even modified one. I put ta' marbuta, not ta' ta'neeth, but it's it all do. Yeah, it's the same. Because ta' ta'neeth may be the ta' al maftuha, so I'll send you actually the modified one. Okay, so let's say shajaratan, and if you stop on it, it will be shajara. Okay, so in summary, mad al-iwad is the compensation prolongation. It comes as a result to compensate the tanween. When you stop on it. When you stop on it, you compensate the tanween by having mad tabi'i alif extended to haraka. Otherwise, if you continue, you will pronounce the tanween as normal. Examples of that, like aliman becomes alima. So let's everybody say aliman. Alima. Ahadan. Ahada. Ma'an. Ma'a. Dua'an. Dua'a. Yeah, so those like the mad al-iwad, the compensation mad, always comes with a noun has tanween al-fath and it doesn't end with ta' marbuta. In this case, and if we stop on those, we will convert the tanween al-fath to alif. And this is a type of mad tabi'i. Why? Because alima, the alif, preceded by fatha. And the alif in ahada preceded by fatha on the dal. Ma'a, the alif preceded by fatha on the hamza, and du'a'a preceded by alif by hamza on the by fatha on the hamza. Okay? So alima, ahada, ma'an, du'a'a. Okay. So we finish al-mad al-tabi'i. And we talk about mad al-iwad and we said it's part or type of al-mad al-tabi'i. What's mad al-badal? Mad al-badal is a kind of mad tabi'i as well. Some classified as al-mad al-munfasil or al-mad al-fag'i, but it's it can be mad tabi'i al-badal, mad tabi'i, because the it will last for two harakat and it's the long vowel preceded by the haraka matching it. Okay. Mad al-badal is a kind of al-mad tabi'i. This is the first fact. It occurs when a word has two following hamzas as the second hamza is converted to alif, waw, or yeah, it depends on the haraka of the first hamza. We will give an example of that. Like amanu, amanu, it's originally a'manu. It originally two consecutive hamza, and the first one has fatha on it. So what we usually do, because it's difficult to pronounce two consecutive hamzas, what we usually do, we converted the second one to one of the long vowel, either alif or waw or ya. It depends on what? It depends on the haraka of the first hamza. So let's switch the camera again. Well, it's okay. Those are the three examples we have. Amanu, i'tu, imana. Was it i'tu? Can we switch again?
It was amanu, utu.
Utu, yeah. Because it's waw. Yeah. I noticed that. Okay, I'm not too sure if the writing is clear to you. Is it clear? Yeah, I know. Utu. Okay.
The second vowel is not very clear.
What is that?
The second vowel on utu.
Yeah, utu. And the third one is imana. Okay. Right. Now, for the first one, amanu. Amanu. It was originally a'manu. A'manu. So the first hamza has fatha, and the second one has sukun. And it's too difficult to say a'manu. So the Arab always try to make their speech easier. So what they do is they deleted the second hamza, and they compensated by alif. So it becomes amanu. Amanu. And if we apply the hukum on amanu, this is alif preceded by fatha, then it's mad tabi'i. Like normal or tabi'i prolongation. Is it clear? So amanu originally was a'manu, and to make it easy, they deleted the second hamza and they compensated by alif. In mad al-iwad, we compensated the tanween with alif, and here we compensated the hamza with alif. But is that only the hamza will be replaced by alif? No, it might be replaced by waw. It might be replaced by ya. It depends on the haraka of the first hamza. So utu, it was utu. Utu. So the first hamza has dhamma and the second one has sukun. And because it's difficult, we deleted the second one and we compensated by waw. So it comes utu. Utu. It becomes utu. And because the waw was preceded by dhamma, then it's mad tabi'i. Okay? And it's not followed by hamza or sukun. Always remember that. Because it's not only the waw preceded by dhamma. You have to look at the things after it. If it's sukun or hamza, then it's different ruling. Okay, the last example was imana. It was i'mana. I'mana. And because it's difficult to pronounce two consecutive hamzas, what we do usually, we deleted that and we compensated by ya. So it becomes imana. Okay, with imana, we have ya sakina preceded by kasra and not followed by sukun or hamza, then it's normal mad or mad tabi'i. Okay, so those are three examples for two consecutive hamzas. The second hamza was converted either to alif, like in amanu, or waw, like in utu, or ya, like in imana. Why? Because it's difficult to pronounce the two hamzas. So we need to convert one of those, the second hamza, to one of the long vowel. But why we decide sometimes to convert it to alif or waw or ya, it's not up to us. There is a ruling, and the ruling is, if the first hamza has fatha, then we convert the second one to alif. If the first hamza has dhamma, then the second hamza will convert it into waw, and if the first hamza has kasra, then we converted the second one to ya. So let's switch the camera again. I think this is the end of the presentation for today. Let's have some practice, and that was just like the introduction. But next class we'll have the mad al-muntasil and al-mad al-munfasil, which is the most common mad in the Quran. So next class is even more important than this one. However, al-mad al-tabi'i, the Quran is full of al-mad al-tabi'i, and it's a big mistake not to apply it. So you've got to be careful to apply it. Now, mad al-badal and mad al-iwad doesn't come as like the mad al-tabi'i, the absolute mad al-tabi'i. So it comes like in a second level. But you have to be sure that al-mad al-tabi'i, if the alif, waw or ya, preceded by fatha, dhamma or kasra, you have to apply the two harakat automatically. It's normal mad, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. And on the other hand, don't make it too long. Don't make it too long unless the harf al-mad is followed by sukun or hamza. We will talk about the hukum of it later on. Now, how long we have?
It's what, 9 o'clock? Isha?
About 9 o'clock?
I'd say it's 9:07. So you've got 20 minutes?
20 minutes? Okay.
Is that the illa, the red word there?
Which one?
Illa.
Illa.
Yeah, illa an ya'tina.
Is that mad al-tabi'i or is that different?
You should answer.
Illa.
We are not talking about the hukum if it's out of the scope of the class. That's exactly the answer I need. Illa an ya'tina. So it has followed by hamza. So then we say it's out of the scope. Yeah. Until we studied it. Yeah. But if you say illa and you stop, it's mat tabi'i. Why? Because the alif preceded by the lam. And the lam has fatha, then its mad tabi'i should last for two counts, not 2 minutes.
Do you want to listen to the sheikh?
We will start this, listening to the sheikh, and then I will read, you repeat after me until we finish, inshallah.
Wouldn't you change the meaning if you stop in the...
If you say illa, but if you do not extend it illa, if you make it like fatha, it becomes illa.
Yeah.
Maybe when we practice, we will get you some example about how the meaning can be changed if you do not pronounce the mad al-tabi'i. Yes, please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا.
Okay, now let's have some of the ahkam in the first ayah. We need to have all the mad al-tabi'i we have in this ayah.
Yeah. No, there's a hamza after, so it's not.
Yeah. You need to be careful if the half of the mad was followed by hamza or sukun, khalas, don't mention it because it's out of the scope. So, ya ayyuha, it's obvious that it followed by hamza. Either. Either. طلقتم النساء. Yeah. Where is the حكم حمزة? Al alif in either is what?
Is طبيعي.
Is mad طبيعي. Why?
Because it is alif with a sukun, a silent alif, and is preceded by a fatha.
Yeah, and it has not been followed by sukun or hamza. That's exactly right. Okay. طلقتم النساء. How about the alif in النساء?
It's preceded by hamza.
That's followed by hamza. Yeah, so it's out of the scope. فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة. أحصوا. What's sukun?
أحصو
العدة. It's not طبيعي because it's واو preceded by ضمة. But it's followed by sukun, I know, but I don't know what to say.
Does the sheikh put a mat on it or not?
It's not, it will last for two harakat, but it's not like any type of the mad al-fari. Anyway, we will come to it, but it has to last for two harakat. وَأَحْصُلْ عِدَّةَ. We don't say وَأَحْصُلْ. Oh. Yeah. Indeed, we deleted because it's too second. Yeah, I need actually to come back to it. وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ is exactly the same. لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنْ. الْأَلِفْ إِنْ لَا. What do you think? لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنْ. Is it مَا طَبِيعِي? Why? Because alif preceded by fatha, not followed by sukun or
hamza.
Yeah. So this mad tabi'a. طيب تخرجوهن. Do we have?
Yes.
Al-waw. Yes. Al-waw in تخرجوهن is mad tabi'i because preceded by dhamma, not followed by hamza or أحصل عدة. Indeed, the one we just left is not like mad tabi'i. Because it's the letter of mad is sakin and followed by sukun, so we do not pronounce it. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, we are not talking about the alif. We are talking about the lam. أحصل عدة. It's hamzat wasl anyway. So the hamzat wasl even it dropped. And the lam is sakina, So if you see how do we pronounce it, وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةَ, it's just Dhamma on the Saad. We do not say وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةَ. It's wrong. So I've just mentioned that it's not طبيعي, it's not indeed. I've just thought about it. وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةَ, الْوَاوْ هُنَا, here is not letter of mad.
So there's no mad.
Yeah, there is no mad because the waw has been deleted because it followed by sukun, two sukun can't be done. So وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةَ, it's only Dhamma on the Saad. Okay, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنْ. So الْأَلِفْ إِنْ لَا مَدْ طَبِيعِي, الْوَاوْ إِنْ تُخْرِجُوهُنْ مَدْ طَبِيعِي. مِنْ بُيُوتِهِنْ, do we have مَدْ طَبِيعِي as well? Yeah, الْوَاوْ إِنْ بُيُوتِهِنْ. وَلَا يَخْرُجْنْ, yeah, الْأَلِفْ إِنْ لَا. إِلَّا أَنْ,
no.
Why? Because followed by the sukun, it's out of the scope. أَنْ يَأْتِينَ. Yes, where?
Tea?
No, the tea, we can drink it, but not, there is no man. Yeah. It's in the ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ya, the ya is the, is half mad, preceded like by, because ya preceded by kasra. So, and has not followed by sukun or hamza. But how about if we stop on it? Illa an ya'teena. Illa an ya'teen.
Yeah.
What?
There's mad.
There is mad.
Yeah.
Mad tabi'i?
No, because you've got a sukun there. So
yeah.
It's a different
mad. And the sukun, it doesn't matter, it's temporary or original.
Yeah.
If the harf al mad was followed by sukun, temporary or original, then it's different mad. What is that? Illa an ya'teen. Yes. If we stop on ya'teen, we remove the fatha. Is that right? And we place sukun.
Yeah,
we call this type of mad al mad al arid la sukun.
It's like on the end of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yeah. And Allah, all has mad tabi'i. Now we are talking about ya'teen. If we stop on ya'teen, we will place sukun and then we apply different ruling. We call it al mad al arid la sukun. And it can be extended for 2, 4, or 6 harakat. We will talk
next week.
We will talk about it next week. Yeah, maybe not next week. The week after, because next week we will talk about the mad related with the hamza, and the week after the mad related with the sukun. So either we have 2 classes or 3 classes. It depends on how long the presentation will be. I'm sorry?
It is not sukun on Hamza.
Yeah, but Al-Hamza is not half mad. Al-Alif is half mad, but Al-Hamza is not.
Right.
Yeah, we don't mix between Al-Hamza and Al-Alif.
Okay.
Al-Hamza always sit on Alif or Waw or Ya. So here it sits on Alif.
Okay.
So, but this is what we call this one, this letter. We don't call it Alif. As long as the Hamza sit on it, it's just a chair for the Hamza. It's not a lakhar. If it comes by itself, then we call it Alif. Like Qala,
yeah.
This is Alif. But Ya'tina is not Alif. It's Hamza. Even if the Hamza sit on the Alif, it's like just a chair for the Hamza to sit on it.
So how would it not the Ya'tina?
First of all, I know what's your confusion. First of all, the ya is half mad or not?
Yeah.
How come? The ya doesn't precede by fatha, by kasra, so it's not. The second letter is what?
Hamza.
The hamza is long vowel? It's not. No. The long vowel is alif, waw, and ya. So even this one is not half mad. Atta is not half mad. Al ya here, half mad or not?
Yes.
It is. Why? Because it's ya preceded by kasra.
Yes.
Now we look at the letter after it. If it's sukoon or hamza, then out of the scope. If it's not, then it's obvious that it's mad tabi'i, which is the case. Ya'tina al-ya here is mad tabi'i because it comes without any haraka, preceded by kasra and not followed by sukoon. Now I give an example. How about if we stop on it? I don't want to make it complicated. We get the answer next the next class, inshallah. Illa an ya'tina bi fahisha. Do we have anything in fahisha?
Yeah.
Not fa.
Al-alif,
yes. Al-alif. Preceded by fatha and not followed by sukun or hamza, then it's mad tabi'i. Mubayyina. Leave it. It's not. وَتِلْكَ
حُدُودُ
حُدُود الْوَاوُ is mad tabi'i. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ
mad tabi'i.
Why not? لَفْزُ الْجَلَالَ اللَّهِ has mad tabi'i. Why? Because here we have alif, small alif. Yeah, and it's preceded by fatha. So, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ الْأَلِفْ we extended for two harakat. It's hidden, but you should know it. Yeah. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ حُدُود الْوَاوُ مَالطَّبِيعِ الْأَلِفْ إِنْ لَفْزُ الْجَلَالَ اللَّهِ مَالطَّبِيعِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ لَا تَدْرِي. Do we have anything? Where? تَدْرِي. And why you skip the alif in la? Yeah, the alif in la, exactly, you're right, is mad tabi'i, and al-ya in tadri, la'alla Allah, lafz al-jalala, we have mad tabi'i with the alif. Yuhdithu ba'da dhalika, dhalika, do we have anything in dhalika? What? Al-alif. And you see the hidden alif, it's like, exactly like in lafz al-jalala Allah. Here we have a small alif, and here we have a small alif. Dhalika, Al-alif was preceded by fatha, not followed by
Hamza.
By hamza or sukun, so on. Amra, do we have anything in amra?
No.
Oh, come on.
It's
ending in fathate. So amra, it's the compensated one. Yes, the compensated prolongation. It's mad al-iwad. Yeah, iwadan an what? Compensate what? At-tanween. Yeah. So we compensated at-tanween by alif. And because the alif was preceded by fatha, then it's mad tabi'i. Okay, let's listen to the sheikh. We almost actually spent the time in the first ayah. Yeah. Let's have another one ayah and then we will read maybe a couple of ayat before we have the azan. Yeah, if you stop on it, you don't say amran, you say amra. But if you continue, amran fa'idha, then you apply the hukum of tanween, which is followed by fa, then what's the hukum will be? If the tanween followed by fa, what's the hukum? Subhanallah.
Start the
maharij
of the
fa,
but not quite there.
Yes, you are very close.
I don't know what it's called. I don't want
to. Not izhar, ikhfa. We call it ikhfa. So if the tanween is followed by fa, then the hukum is ikhfa. So amran fa'idha. But if you stop on it, you say amra. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ amra. You. What is that?
That's why Amra,
yeah.
It has the two things, it has the alif and it has the tanween.
Yes.
Depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, might be they draw it like this. So if you continue, you apply the hukum of tanween. If you stop, you apply the hukum of the compensation, which is mad tabi'i. Okay, let's have the second ayah.
بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله.
How many were?
ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا.
One more ayah and that's it.
ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
Stop. Like I'll give you an example of keep on the last ayah he mentioned. Inna Allaha balighu amrih. If we do not make mat tabi'i here, what should we say? Inna Allaha balighu amrih. Balighu. Inna Allaha balighu amrih. But we indeed say بالغ أمره. So that is the wisdom behind emphasizing the مد الطبيعي. If you say إن الله بالغ أمره or بالغ أمره, which is the correct one. So if you extend it for two حركات, that's mean you pronounce the مد الطبيعي. If you make it less, it's just like you make فتحة and you ignore المد الطبيعي. Let's read a couple of ayat before we the adhan, because we are running out of time. Can you come back, Zikun, a little bit? Yes. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهِ. Yeah. Where?
I'm just thinking, which ayat? Which ayat? قَدْ. After that, I'm reading.
After قَدْ?
Yes.
No, after قَدْ, there is no... No, no. جعل, there is no alif. Yeah, you don't pronounce alif, the small alif, unless you see it. Like بالغ, there is a small alif. Yeah, but
looking at alif everywhere, no.
No, no. What I'll tell you, Abdul Salam, جعل and جاعل, both of the two words exist in the Quran. So جاعل means ism fa'il, like fa'il, ism fa'il, and ja'ala fa'il madi, is past verb. So both of the two words apply. If you find ja'il, you have to pronounce the mad tabi'i. If you read ja'ala, there is no mad tabi'i because there is no arif. Ja'il? No. Ja'il means like he will make. He will make. Yeah. Okay, so let's start with the ayah number 4, inshallah. Page 3. So what time the adhan, yeah?
Past 9, was it?
No. So we just have 3 minutes? Okay, let's hurry up.
8 past, 5 minutes to go.
Okay, good. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi
واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن ثلاثة أشهر واللائي لم يحضن
واللائي لم يحضن
وأولات الأحمال أجلهن أن يضعن حملهن ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ذلك أمر الله أنزله إليكم ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا Okay, in the last two ayat, do we have mad al-iwad? Where are they? We have two. Yusra and? Ajra? No, thalika is mad badal? Sorry, is it mad iwad? We're asking about the mad al-iwad. So yusra and ajra, both of them has tanween. If we stop on it, we will replace it with alif. And it will be mad, tabi'i, continue for two harakat. Let's keep going. Lahu mad sila kubra. We will talk about it in... because, and there is hamza after it here.
أسكنوهن من حيث سكنتم من وجدكم ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن وَإِن كُنَّ أُولَاتِ حَمْلٍ فَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ
وَإِن كُنَّ أُولَاتِ حَمْلٍ
فَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ حَتَّى يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ فَإِنْ أَرْضَعْنَ لَكُمْ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ